Blog Talk Radio.
It's that stuff you like to talk about, clothes and shoes and all kinds of good stuff.
Yes, we have all kinds of awesomeness. I'm actually trying to change into one so I can show it.
Stop showing your midget porn.
Well, I was lagging really badly and I was trying to get switched out, and you know how SL can be.
Oh, yes. Well, people are
like showing me in multiple layers. I was like, that's not what I'm supposed to be wearing.
It is a lovely Tuesday evening, and you know where you be. Hey, Jenny.
Yay!
All right, so as usual, Newton's Law has stepped in, so what can go wrong has gone wrong. So y'all bear with us while we try out this new technology. Why is Christina Aguilera so loud?
I don't know. I mean, she's awesome, don't get me wrong, but yeah, why is she so loud?
I turned her down, and she's like, I'm just going to sing over you, girl.
Like, yeah, I don't know about this. I'm going to just keep right on going.
So if you were listening to us live, you have the option to see what we see now. That's the new edition. Isn't that hot, y'all?
Yay! That is so hot. So hot. Actually, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm going to teleport to a place first. And then I'll share this because, you know, as awesome as my skybox is.
You're not supposed to be in the second life. You can discuss this week. That's fine. You could be in.
Is that not what we're doing? Am I mistaken?
You know, you're ahead of the curve, but that's all right. That's what fashion is all about, being ahead
of the curve.
We're going to save that for another week, but we can do it this week. So, Ms. Ginger, where exactly are you in the world of Second Life that we can view?
I am at Miami. Is it Miami? Miami?
Yeah, one of my favorite places.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm actually going to drop the link so that they can see. Can I go and drop that into the chat?
Yeah, actually, I can see your screen. I just tweeted the link, so I can see your screen. You can see, okay. if you're looking at our now, I don't know, can we call this a live feed? Well, it's a live. We're sharing our screens. If you are not aware what the hell we're doing, because we know some people kind of listen wherever they are, go to join.me, and you're going to type in this number to the right, 386-184-865, and the first thing on your screen will be Ginger. She is posing. Are you wearing a corset?
It is a wedding dress, actually, that I found, and I've decided if I ever get married, so I'd Second Life again. It's a demo. It's only a demo, so I know it says demo all over it, because I was not going to buy this thing right now.
That's all kinds of hot.
I know, right?
It's
totally my style, too.
So this is one of our favorite places to visit in Second Life. If you remember our first week's show, when we were picking out our favorite designers, Mia Mai was one of my favorite designers. You know, the pictures that we have up on the site where I'm wearing mm-hmm. the big old brimmed hat and in the bathing suit and carrying the bag. This is one of the more, are you changing the estate time? Because it's kind of dark.
I'm trying. I was not exactly prepared for this because everything went down. So
right before
I'm working on it.
So
it's a little bit brighter.
So, oh, that's much better. Oh, I like your hair. Ooh. Okay. So this dress is from EMI?
No, actually, this is from UF. And I'm not quite sure what that stands for. They are only on the marketplace. She only has two dresses up, but they are like this. And I was actually looking for mesh wedding dresses today.
So and managed to find any?
Oh, I found a ton of mesh wedding dresses. Mia Mai has two that if I know where I'm going in a minute, I will actually find and show y'all. They have a bridal section. I think it's back that direction. In the direction of the leg.
The chick that just showed up with the blue hair. That right
know.
There would be a fashion don't.
Yeah.
I like the hair. Again, if you are listening to us live and you are not watching, you're not participating in all the fun, we're on the Mia My. What is she doing? Oh, my God. Ginger, get your
feet. She's posing and walking around. Yeah, all right. So I'm going to keep right on going.
Go on back there and show us what you found.
That's what
like
I'm
I said, Mia My is one of the more elaborate Sims in Second Life. They pretty much have everything if you can afford it.
Oh, this is Black Label. Wrong direction.
Slow it down, girl. The screen is just refreshing like mad.
Oh, sorry.
Give us a second. Zoom in closer on you so it doesn't have to render so much, I guess. Zoom in closer. Let us look at your butt. Oh, yeah. Work, girl. Work.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite poses to take of somebody when they're wearing clothes. It's from when they're doing from the back and they're just kind of almost looking over the shoulder. Very nice. Okay.
I guess I could have taken my tattoos off. Kind of got
no, it kind of adds to the whole, you know, it makes the dress a little more edgy. Joe's in the room. Joe, are you watching? Are you watching along with us?
Hopefully I'm not making y'all, like, seasick moving around here.
Actually, this is not making me seasick because, you know, it's not like those old games back in the late 90s when they were trying to simulate walking and it actually rocked back and forth, the screen did.
Yeah.
So kind of a steady movement, which is what you see when you're actually walking. You don't see rocking movement. Are you floating?
No.
It almost looks like you're floating. The screen is trying to keep up with you. So Ginger's heading into the formal wear section. And Mia My is also one of the most expensive Sims to shop in. But we likes our stuff expensive.
Ooh, maybe I'm lagging a little bit. All right. I need this to load. And then there are mesh wedding dresses. And as soon as I find them, I'm going to show you. I fell in love. Just totally, completely in love with them.
Now, you can stop and start your screen, Ginger, as I am told it does help. Blaster and I were testing some last night, well into the 3.
Pause the screen?
You can pause it and then start it back up again, and usually that'll load everything right up. So you pause and start it back up, bam, and then you should be good to go.
Okay, 1 second. Let's see how this is going to work.
She's like, work, damn you, work.
Yeah, totally. Okay, screen is being shared.
Fantastical.
Hopefully y'all can see this. I mean, I don't know if you can see some of the pictures. I'm going to get up close here.
Yeah, it's loaded up. Oh, see, that one I like.
They have some lovely, lovely dresses.
Now, Mia My does haute couture, so if you're not familiar with your fashion, haute couture is dresses that look like this. They look kind of crazy, but they look like they cost a lot of money because they're crazy looking, and that's what they are. Ginger, you guys, slow down, baby. Slow down. Pause at the signs and let us look. We're shopping with you, girl. We're shopping.
I like that one.
That's actually pretty cheap for a gown, $650. And this is good for a wedding. As y'all know, in the real world fashion, the weddings are starting to change. You know, the brides are not wearing white anymore, but they are wearing these really pretty gowns. So, again, Mia My specializes in these types of gowns. And 650 lindens, what is it, about $5 real?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
About $5 real bucks. Really nice.
Sorry, I'm taking off my extra heads. You got to still have them on.
Ginger is getting naked all up on the screen for us. When she pulls back, we're going to see all of the backside. So now, is this, okay, I'm not liking the pants. Is this one mesh?
No, this one is not mesh. This is a sculpted gown.
Okay, sculpted means, see all that stuff that she has on, it's probably not going to move.
No, it's not going to move. Your leg is probably going to move through it. I have a very, I'm going to scroll back so y'all can actually see my chick move. She rocks and she moves and she'll bend. I have it turned off. Usually she can also like squat on the ground sort of.
Yeah, that's how we get all those cool shots.
Yeah.
I like when you did the squat on the ground with the dresses because when you'd come back up they would float and I'd get such a pretty picture.
I like that too, but I've been wearing some mesh dresses that are awfully short, and if she does that, you will see the lady land.
See all the business. And look, I'm almost about to try to zoom in on your shoes. Are those red on the bottom?
Yes, those are red on the bottom. These are from Encore.
Encore is trying to get better with their shoemaking, I see.
Yes.
Got their logo on the bottom. Nice Encore, nice. Oh, they're leather.
Mm-hmm, they are. And these, I want to say, I bought on sale for only like 250 linden.
That's like a dollar.
That's like nothing in SL.
That's like a real dollar.
I know, right? But I like it because it's got the dress, at least. I like the dress. It's got the little open corset look on the back. And I love it.
Of course, it has demo written all over it because it's a demo.
It is a demo. It was like 700 linden, and I could have bought it, but I was not going to. I was like, yeah, that's fine. But, and I'm not planning on getting married inside. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are. Yeah, you are.
Inside Second Life? No.
Yeah, you are.
No. And then they've got these regular gowns. You can't really tell because of the way she's posed. But each of the panels you see are an individual panel. We call them flexi prints. And when she moves, they will flutter all over the place. I hate those darn things. I hate them. This is why I love mesh. Mesh is one single piece. And it bends and it moves and it's so pretty.
Oh, okay. Now, see that right there? Those are the kind of dresses I'm wanting to learn how to make. And the people make them look so easy when you find it on YouTube. But they're not all that easy to get all that detail and make it lay on the body and be pretty and 3D. I'm good with the shoes. I'm going to have to work my way up to clothes, really. Yeah. And that gown right there is at least 3,000 lindens. So they're being real nice and generous with the pricing.
This one?
Yeah.
This one's only $650.
No, I mean, normally it would be around $3,000. Oh. Mia Mai is my favorite, one of my favorites. I spend a lot of time in here.
I'm going to pause the screen real quick while I look for these mesh ones.
You going to change your clothes?
Oh, no, I'm going to look for the mesh dress because their demo only gave the bottom of the mesh.
Oh, well, that's
it. I don't want to show my boobies.
Yeah, you do.
I have very nice boobies. I know I do, but no.
Shake them if you got them.
I don't have my physics on. All right, so I'm pausing the screen for a second.
Okay, now, so Mia Mai was a good place to go. Did you check out
Rebel what? Hope?
Yes, that's what I was about to say.
I did get some gowns from Rebel Hope, and I can actually change into one in a second. It is sexy. So hot.
I'm going to pass Ginger a copy of the Rebel Hope page on the marketplace. Hopefully she's logged in so she can share. And hello to our new people, our friends at Fashion Hazard who just started listening. Awesome, right?
That is totally awesome. Where is this dress? I know y'all had it on the marketplace.
Rebel Hope?
No, this mesh one I was looking for.
Is it a Rebel Hope mesh?
Show y'all.
Was it a Rebel Hope?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could probably send it to you. Is that that flounce one with the things at the sleeve? Oh, I should never have looked at this page.
You know what? Maybe this wasn't.
And you're like, I don't know.
Now I'm curious as to whether or not this was a Rebel Hope gown. While y'all can't see, I'm going to totally pop this on so that I'm not flashing everybody.
Can I pass you another one? The second link I'll pass you is the bridal bedroom boudoir that I actually have. This is what I was taking pictures of earlier. This is kind of old, but it works still. For the price, it's absolutely excellent. Ginger, actually, if you want to, you can put that. Well, no, you can't. We got to work on our technology.
We're still working it out.
Work on our technology. Anyway, if you just joined us,
but hold on.
If you just joined us and you're looking at a pause screen and you're listening, we are. See, that's the one I have. That I bought like years ago, but it still holds up very well. I put it on all the time. They're not actually showing all the pieces either. It actually comes with a whole, you know, a whole full body, you know, corset.
Yeah, because
And it has.
Well, and since mesh is. Oh, and those shoes are not cute anymore.
No, those are not cute, but you know I make them work. But for 175 lindens, and as you all see, we're telling you the price, so you see right next to it what the real dollar price is. So that's a dollar if you want to jump into Second Life. And just, you know, I know how some of you girls out there are, I want to get married. Go ahead and just put that on and find your guy. Say, I want to marry you, jump to the honeymoon, have your fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's all that dress is for right there.
Pretty much, that is it. But if you're all kind of serious business, you obviously want, did you find your Rebel Hope dress? Or you can use that link I sent you in your Skype, your delicious Skype.
All right, let me pause this because do you want me to show Skype?
No, don't show your Skype this. You know, we got to be careful. some of y'all out there, Skype, stalk delicious. Did we follow you, Fashion Hazard? Yes, we did. Actually, Fashion Hazard is making a game for girls. Yeah, we're going to give you a little press because you follow us. It's a new game they said they're making for girls and young women that lets you power the next runway star. I got to check this out while Ginger's changing her clothes. Oh, they don't have anything up yet. Why?
I don't know, but all right, I'm going to add that. I'm going to add that, I think.
There we go. And hopefully things are not going to be hanging out everywhere. You know what? I made a shape specifically for this. That's the only other really bad part right now about mesh is that it doesn't exactly fit the way it's supposed to.
Well, we can't see what you're seeing just yet, baby girl.
All right, well, I'm going to unpause it there for a second. You can see I kind of got boobs hanging out the side there.
Is that a Rebel Hope?
That is a Rebel Hope.
When you click, doesn't it have a resizing script?
Nope.
Wait, turn to the other side. Is it supposed to be like that? Your whatchacallit is in the way, your inventory screen, woman.
Oh, my inventory?
I keep trying to click on it. I was like, I got to minimize that. Okay.
Sorry.
wait, what is going on? Okay, this is your first fashion lesson. Zoom in on that right there where Zinda's boob is sticking out at the bottom. Joe wants to know, did he see an Elvira in the...
Yes, she did. On the bottom of my arm, there's Elvira.
Yeah, she also has Marilyn Monroe on her back.
And then it's got a quote by Marilyn Monroe on the back.
Okay, go ahead and circle around. You see, if you're watching, look on the sides of the boobs. This is what we're talking about when you say your skin bleeds through. This is bad second line fashion.
Yes, and the deal is right now the mesh does not exactly conform to your body, so you have to conform yourself to the mesh. And I have a shape for this. I was just looking for it.
Yeah, but you should. But the thing is, you shouldn't have to have a different shape for all your clothes.
But there is a new, and I'm going to try to see if this one is it. There is a new way of doing mesh that is coming out, that the alpha layers are actually going to make the mesh conform to the boobs. Oopsie. And yeah, I go all blurry because I just changed shapes.
Well, we can't see the blur. Well, there you went away for a second and then she came back.
There we go. And the other thing is we don't have collision with our bodies yet. So,
yeah, which will be, so hands and things go through. But it, trust me, it looks not nearly as bad as it did a few years ago, which now that we have the ability to share screens with you, we'll be doing a show in the future to show you this is why fashion is big business in Second Life. And I envy you. Although I envy you, I still can't figure out how to get out of my little room that I'm in. I am dressed to the nines, and I envy you, but I can't get out of my room. I got eyelashes. I am working it. So, Ginger, I like this dress is mesh, right?
Yes, this is all mesh. See how it moves? There's not single panels. It's all... Ooh, I scrolled in really quick. My bad.
You know what? It's almost... Okay, here's the bad thing I'm not necessarily liking is... Okay, and in a way, it looks realistic in the movement, but in another way, if that dress was a little thinner at the bottom...
Yeah.
It would behave just like the original skirts that they used to have in Second Life, where, you know... I want to see you sit down in it. Does it... You know, does it actually... Do what it's supposed to. Go sit on that table over there.
Oh, no. Doesn't seem... Wait, hold on. Maybe if I turn off my... No, that's not going to fix it. There's got to be chairs around here.
Who puts a table? Are those benches over there in front of...
That may be a bench right there. It's like, no, I don't think I want you to sit there. You know
don't
what?
Be putting benches out if you don't want people to sit on it, me and my...
There we go. I will find a way. And then...
Okay, let's take a look. Okay, now that's actually nice. I am impressed.
I have to get my girl fit. It's a tomboy AO.
Ginger, legs closed. Bad Ginger.
Oh, see? And, yeah, my shoes.
It was sticking out. See, these are the little things you look for in Second Life. You don't want your shoe to be sticking out to the side. What's going on with the foot tapping, Ginger?
I don't know, but there is another... let me see if I can find the dress again. It had, I want to say, no, it doesn't have a different AO. Never mind. Or AO.
So the dress had an AO in it?
No, I meant to say alpha. I said AO because I just adjusted
turn
my AO.
Turn around your leg. Let me see.
Turn around my leg? What do you mean?
Yeah, go around the other side of your leg. I'm trying to, I'm looking, because, you know, I generally.
Hey, look, another shoe.
And you're... Okay, so then the mesh has some kind of alpha layer in it, but in its hiding
foot. Yeah, it's got an alpha layer, yeah. And the alpha layer apparently goes all the way down to the feet, which I'm sure is to do so that your legs don't pop out the side of the dress, all this fun stuff.
Yeah, and it looks like it's supposed to look, but still, you can't sit down.
As long as you're not sitting, it's really cute.
And then on this side, it's kind of see-through. On the other side, it really looks pretty. It looks very elegant. Yeah.
There is another dress, and I'm going to try it on in a second. I'll pause the screen because my boobs will show, and I need to put pasties on. It doesn't show the complete boobs, but it's got a weird little area. It's really gorgeous, though, and you will love it when I show it to you. I fell in love with it.
All right, so I'm going to pause the screen while I do this because, yeah, I'm not going to flash you folks. Sorry. Yeah, Ginger's boobs are, yeah, not to be seen. Not to be seen. All right, so, but no, there was a ton, actually, of, oh, I've got a Flickr feed. Well, I can't exactly.
Well, yeah, you can. We're on the nighttime show. Yeah. So you can do so. Feel free, dear. Feel free.
Well, I just can't show it while I got the screen paused. And I want to show you because I took pictures of a lot of these dresses. But I did want to show you how they actually move and how you move with them and the mesh bins. Because that's exactly what I was focusing on today when I was looking for these wedding dresses.
I had a lovely long flowing veil before Frankenstein was like, no.
That's no good.
I don't think you are going to take these pictures. I think what I'm going to do is crash, and I'm going to delete all of them. That's what I think I'm going to do.
Oh, no, that's no good. I hate it when that happens. And that does happen. It's always a pain when it does. And which one of you was this dress that I'm looking for? Because you were amazing. It's just trying to find it. It is I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it. Rebel Hope. Do-do-do-do. Me and my. Sylvia. Sabrina? No.
Look, when we started doing Pixinista, we became organized. It was weirdly in preparation for being able to do this, and now we're not prepared.
I was so trying to be prepared. And it just was not wanting to work out for me today for some odd reason.
It was not working out all day for any of us. Blaster and I tested this for many, many hours last night. We were testing out stuff. We were trying different ones to see if you like that one best.
Yeah.
While you
look up Mia Mai Caroline.
You want me to look up Mia Mai Caroline?
Yeah, that's the one that I wanted to show that I cannot seem to find here at the store.
I am stuck in the Rebel Hope store, unfortunately. I don't know what to tell you.
Uh oh.
Hang on, let me get out of the Rebel Hope store. Now, in future shows, of course, we will have us all together. You'll be able to see what we're wearing for the week, who we like. Why is Mia Mai not showing up? What is that about?
I don't know.
In the store. What is going on here? Oh, I'm in the building components, apparently. There's no Mia Mai building components, apparently.
No, not usually.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think they have a store.
Yeah, because that's where I bought these from earlier.
Really? You bought it from their store?
Yeah, I bought all the demos from their online store. MIAMAI.
That's what I got. It's like, no.
All right, well.
It's like, no. Okay. Beautiful dresses. You didn't get any of these, Caroline. Caroline, that's what you asked me to find. I was like, that's a lovely wedding dress.
Yes, but that only shows the bottom. When I buy it and put it on, it only has the bottom.
Oh, so they're trying to be funny.
Mesh.
They're trying to be funny.
They are trying to be funny, and I don't know why they would do that, because I wanted to try the darn thing on, and they're like, no, I don't think you do.
I wonder if they realize that's all they have.
I don't know, but when you put it up on the screen,
make sure you zoom in on it so you can really see. It's really a beautiful dress.
You know what? I give up. I had a dress I wanted to show y'all. Maybe I deleted it somehow.
Emma's also very pretty. Emma's really gorgeous.
Oh, that's the wrong link.
Oh, wow. I like the whole... I'll give you a link to Emma, too. Very, very pretty.
That's not the one I was looking for.
That's Caroline. Then there's Emma. Ginger, your screen is paused. You know we can't see right.
Yeah. All right. I am pulling it up.
You know we can't see right.
There we go. We are showing again.
That's Emma. Very pretty. Click to the other picture so you can see it with the arm up. So if you're a bride and you're really into the whole elegance thing, and this is kind of old school at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, what is it? What is that, 40s maybe?
Yeah, something like that. That's very gorgeous, though.
Kind of 40s-ish.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfection. No, you will not have the rose petals. Don't ask. Show them the Caroline. Show them the Caroline.
This is the Caroline, and that is mesh, and that is beautiful. That's still not the one I'm looking for, but that is pretty. Seriously, I don't know where this dress. I swear.
The Angela? Did it have a little jacket?
No. I put in mesh, and then I went to dresses, and I did the formal, and it was one of the first ones to pop up. And it almost looks like something out of, I don't know, I want to say like Casablanca or Rhett and Scarlet.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. It was really gorgeous. It had the whole bustle on the back and everything. It was so pretty. But they only gave me the bottom.
Well, now, here's an interesting one. Like I was saying earlier, a lot of the trend is moving towards having the white, moving away from having the white wedding dress. I'm going to pop this to Ginger, too. And I think these are so pretty because if I, and y'all know I will.
Yeah, I'm going to.
To the same person.
Switch over to my, there we go. I pulled up.
Much better. Much better.
Yes, yes. No, I don't want to share. I just want to play again.
You didn't click play again.
I know. I clicked something.
Okay, show my black dress. This is what I'm gonna get next time I get married.
Okay, I'm gonna pause the screen while I pull this up. Because we don't want you to see our stuff. We don't love you that much.
Stop showing everything.
I know, right? There we go. I got the slideshow pulled up for the next one. Da-da-da-do. There we go. I'm showing it again. Oh, that is lovely.
Yeah, that's what I will be wearing. Black roses and all. Y'all may or may not be at the wedding. Y'all know I'll just be like.
I know, right? I was even online the last time. I was online. I was in game.
Look, sometimes you just got to roll out and get married.
That is so pretty, though.
Got to get married. I love that. Love that dress. The veil, everything about it. And it still looks wedding-esque, and it's still pretty, even though it's not white. It doesn't have to be white.
It is.
And Mia Mai is good for making some, like this dress, I don't believe has a whole lot of colors, which is good, which, you know, I'm all about individuality. I don't need my,
yeah.
You know, 15 people having on the same dress. So I love that. And they've done a really good job of going all across the board. They have one called Arcadia. Which has the whole high collar, the princess collar, and
mm-hmm.
then, but it's very modern. Wait a minute, why am I trying to tell you? I forget now we have this.
I know.
It's very modern. Show them that one, Ginger. Show them that one.
Pause. Pulling up. Oh, that's gorgeous.
It's a new take on an old classic. It's got the whole I'm not even sure if that's a collar. It might actually be a hood, but knowing them, they don't generally make hoods and stuff. Hoods don't go over well in Second Life unless you put a lot of work into it. And
Aradia? Is that the one?
Yeah, Aradia, yeah. But I can't tell if that's a collar or a hood, but it's very pretty. But it's the modern take on it. Notice the mid-drift is actually, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of showing sheer.
Yeah, and unfortunately... The reason why we have this show is some of you out there got bad taste. And these pretty dresses just go to waste. I've had one bride in my whole time taking photos in Second Life that actually came and worked it out. It was beautiful. You can check out those photos on my Google Plus. Ginger has Google Plus, so she posted lots of photos, Flickr. Mm-hmm. Now, Ginger, let us see pictures of you in these dresses you managed to find here.
All right, let me hit play again. This one, I do not remember who this is from. I wish I had grabbed names. I thought I was prepared. I guess I wasn't. But look at this. This was, you know what? This needs to, like, go slower.
You can't.
Stop.
Pause.
There we go. See, I like this one. It even came with the tiara.
Oh.
The jewelry was my own, but.
Okay.
The jewelry was my own, but the tiara it came with. It is a mesh long skirt, and then it had about 4 different panels of flexies that it added in.
Oh, nice.
I was a little worried about this when I first saw it, and I was like, oh, I don't know about this.
So the top is sheer.
The top is sheer. I do have pasties on. You're not going to see my nipple.
No nipple browsing?
No.
Why nipple browsing?
No, I keep those to myself. Thank you.
What?
But I like this. I mean, because it's kind of got the hip, and the way I'm posing, I mean, it actually fits. I was a little bit worried because that does look like the hip was big. And this is a small size, and I'm kind of tiny. But it had the different panels. There was one here. There's a flower you can't see at the moment. There's another here, and then I think 2 more around the bottom. And it was really, really pretty. I like how this one turned out.
I want to see. Okay, go back. Show us more.
Show you more? Okay.
Show us more.
That's the
Show us. Okay, now.
See, because you can kind of see where the flexi panels add in, because you can see my shoe. Yeah, I didn't have the right shoe on to match.
Now, see, I have some old wedding photos I'm going to have Ginger put up after in a second. She's getting done showing us her album.
This one I loved. This one is kind of
Asian.
Asian, Mid-Eastern, something like Middle East.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I've been looking for some clothes like that. They're hard to find.
It came with different headpieces.
Oh, did it come with a dot for the head?
No, it didn't, but you can make one. See, it came. I had to take my hair off. My hair was showing through this.
Oh, it's a take on a sari and the whole headdress.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Yes, I know. It's the only one I've seen like this. I love it.
I've never seen one like it either.
I loved it. Yeah, the bottom
kind of messed it up with the demo. People are like, "What is that writing?" It doesn't have that on it when you buy it. People, demos keep you from keeping it.
Yeah, I love you folks that I was not spending $30-$40 on this. Not happening. I liked this one except for the color. The color is
a little loud. It's kind of loud.
But it is mesh.
The top is beautiful.
Yes.
The beading is gorgeous.
Yeah, I loved it. And this is the one y'all saw me.
Hotness. Hotness.
This one is kind of Mother of the Bride, and it's from E. But it's very nice.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't know. I don't know. But I guess if you're doing the whole Mother of the Bride for a role play or something.
Yeah, some people like that.
Yeah.
How much was it?
I want to say these were all under about 1,500 linden.
It's actually not bad because wedding dresses can get run really.
I love this one because this one actually almost looks like it's mirrored. You know, with the little few spots, it almost looks like it's going to be shiny.
And it is shiny.
I liked it. I say I don't wear pink, but I do wear pink. So yeah.
That is rather hot pink. That's all mesh too.
All mesh.
I like the way it gives you a little side cleavage.
I want to say this one is from Rebel Hope as well.
It looks like a Rebel Hope dress. They specialize in that whole body hugging thing, and they do it well. Generally, you don't bleed through at all.
This was the gown I was looking for. This actually comes in two pieces.
You
wear the white piece, and then you wear the black piece.
I'm going to need to have that.
I know.
That is so me. I just wear that just walking around second life.
Yep, the nipples are going to show everywhere. So you can see I got face shoes on.
I get cut about the nipple business. But yeah, I wear it.
Yeah. So I loved it, though. I took, apparently, the same picture twice. That's nice. I thought I had others of it. This was another one by UF. You saw me wearing this when I first turned it on. Well, I was wearing the shorter version. But anyways, this is their second one. And it's kind of, it looks like feathers. And this one is actually not mesh. These were the only two that were not mesh. I thought they were mesh, but then after I got them, I realized that, no, these are not mesh. And this has a whole little feather look, and it actually moves and breathes. But my legs never showed through.
You know what? That's kind of like the dress from Phoenix. Remember Phoenix Rising? I have one like that. And it's the teal green and black, and when it has the feather, I think they kind of borrowed the concept. And it works well, and your legs never really show through, and it looks like it's supposed to be loose.
Yeah.
So I like this white version.
Yeah, I took several pictures of this because I was totally in love with this dress.
Digital photography bug. I have been a bad influence.
And there is the first one again, and this is actually a sculpt bottom. So this is just a regular texture top. It was a jacket layer, and then the sculpted bottom. And I don't know. I loved it. It was kind of punkish, kind of cute, kind of sexy. Yeah, and I'm totally several pictures of this. So let me get through to the next one because the next one is totally. I'm going to get it, and, yeah, I know a certain guy's face who's going to
hit it. Oh, that is hot. Please tell me you got pictures from the side. And who did this? Who's the designer for this?
I want to say this one. This one is Mashuka.
Nice.
I never even heard of him before, but, yeah.
Found it very nice.
I did get it from the side.
I do think you'd steal the show from the bride.
Hell, yes. I mean, look at this. I mean, and this is mesh. This is all
It lays very nicely. I'm glad to see some of them
just
doing
like
other things.
To.
Gorgeous. Okay, I still stick to the leg a little bit. We've got to work on that. Like I said, it's almost like a heavier version of the original skirt. So I don't know what they're going to do with that, but it needs to be detached from the bottom.
I thought I had one from the back because I could have sworn I took a picture of this from the back.
Oh, girl, you missed the back?
I thought I did.
You don't. That's the end of your pictures. I can see at the bottom. There's no more pictures.
We're back at the beginning, aren't we?
Unfortunately. Okay, now share with the peoples.
Okay, let me pause.
Pause and share. And let me give you a second picture, too, because I'm also having to filter through our pictures. Since we're talking about weddings, as y'all know, I did a whole lot of wedding photography.
That is gorgeous, Corey. I love that. I remember when you showed me this picture.
Yes. Now, that's a wedding dress. I don't even know who did that. That's just in my inventory.
That is beautiful.
That's a wedding sim I used to work at. But this is just an idea. There's so much you can do if you decide you want to get married in Second Life. So many different looks. It's pretty much at your leisure. And I don't even think all these pieces even go together. There's another one I sent you over, another bride. This is the one I was talking about, that really beautiful bride. Sometimes people show up at weddings and they just look really just.
Oh, she is gorgeous.
Wait a minute. I have a second picture of her that's going to just blow you away, because she was also a model. So she had some really good model poses. I'll pop this one in. Actually, you can just click to the next arrow over.
Click. There's the other arrow.
Okay. There she is. And this girl
was working.
She was working. If you like the more traditional thing, all we tell you is no full on glow. And if you don't know what that is, if you buy something and it says full bright, you don't need it. That's the wonderful thing about Second Life. All this lighting here is not me photoshopping it in. This is just me snapping a picture. I can adjust the light and move it around her. And this is moonlight. And then I had, a lot of blue I put in because she had blue eyes. I wanted to bring out her blue eyes. But she really was like the best dressed bride I have ever had. And I didn't have to tell her to do anything or take off anything. And when I told her.
My only gripe is she needs to lower the gravity on her boobs a little bit.
Just a tad. Well, it was physics. So when she leaned back, I was like, oh, because you know me. I'm like, oh, God, it snapped. It's beautiful.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. Maybe bouncing.
I think they were in the midst of a bounce when she did that. And then she had a couple more poses I did not get, because I was just like, oh, my God, work. Oh, my God. These are beautiful. These are gorgeous. Second Life, a whole lot of fun for weddings. If you want to, why am I able to circle this? Oh, I'm not on your screen. you got a whole lot of options. Wait a minute. I might have another. Oh, yeah, I do. Let me back up. Okay. Here's another wedding. And I'm going very not traditional.
Pause this for a second.
You're just going to get a link.
That's fine. I was actually looking for. I have a mesh search going. I really, really, really want to show this one dress. I cannot find it.
Okay, take a peek at that one. Okay, that is. Is it up yet?
No, it's loading. Oh.
Yeah. Now, see, this is a furry wedding. You hear us talk about furries and.
Beyond the fact that she's a furry, and that's not really my thing, it is kind of.
She picked a good wedding dress. It kind of works for what they were doing. And that's one of the few times I actually enjoy being around a furry. They were dressed nicely for little wolf.
Yeah, people. Furries tend to be over the top garish. We're talking pink, bright colors, lights, all over the place.
And you see her eyes glow. She kept saying, "Do you need me to take them off?" And I says, "No, this is going to work perfect for what I'm doing." And when they saw this photo, they loved it. She's like, "Oh, you brought up my wedding dress." She actually does have little chest hair. And those are roses going across your chest. But it's all about what you decide you want to wear. Pretty much, if you can dream it in Second Life, it's there. Mm-hmm. But don't pick ugly shit is what we keep trying to tell you out there. They have people that help you plan out your wedding and do all these things. And some people just have naturally.
You know what? I will do it cheap. Just contact me, Ginger Ghost Dog.
We'll all do it cheap.
You know, buy me two pairs of shoes, we're good.
I'll make you an invitation. Cost you 500 lindens. Personalized. It won't look like anybody else's invitation. It's one of a kind. You know how I'm all about one of a kind.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Next week, we will probably not be in the Second Life. What did I say we're doing? We're going to talk about some more nerd tees and stuff, because it's summertime.
Yeah.
And some of you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were doing nerd tees or swimwear, but.
We might do a little bit of both, because we found some really cool things last week that we didn't let you see. We were posting up on Pinterest, but we'll actually share with you. And some of our own tees, if I can finish designing all these, come next week, because it's time for us to get up out of here. Remember, if you need a wedding, you know where to find us. Ha ha.
Yes, you do. We are all over the place.
Wait a minute, I lost my page already. Oh, and where to find us, GamerNation.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. Yes, we are still upgrading. Some stuff may be a little disjointed. Please do not look behind the curtain. Come on, what dress? Show us while we're supposed to watch.
There it is, BMI. Come on, find it. Mesh, look at that. But it's only the bottom. They only send the corset and the bottom.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yes, and that's what I was looking at. We were looking for when I was at BMI. I still was at BMI. That is beautiful.
It's kind of country and modern at the same time.
Yeah, like I said, it totally reminded me of, yeah, like, I don't know, early 1900s.
Good night, Joe. Thanks for coming by. And if we ever get ready, you know, we need to have like, a men's meeting too. We're going to do a men's session. We can do all kinds of stuff.
That's Girl, I've been gathering men's links, so I'm good on that. I've been helping a friend of mine get into mesh for men.
That right there is gorgeous.
It is. It is. It really is.
I must be on another planet.
Ooh. What else you got up high?
I got all kinds of stuff over here. Me and my stuff. Me and
mine. Oh, I decide. That right there. Hot.
I know, right?
Excuse me.
I like it. It's got the whole corset look to it.